This is a podcast from the BBC.
The Scott Mills Daily. It's a podcast. The one that you're listening to now.
It's good, actually. Can I just step in at this point and say it should be higher in the charts as well? I've not really looked at podcast charts until recently, and I think this podcast suffers because it's been going on for quite a long time.
Right.
It needs a boost.
Okay, so if you could boost it for us, please. Like, sometimes you don't know what you've got till it's gone, and it would be terrible if this podcast was no more because it wasn't popular.
It is popular.
But
I know the numbers.
But we want to see it up the charts because a lot of people subscribed ages ago, so that's why it's not affecting it. So tell your friends, we keep saying this, get them to subscribe, bump us up, please.
Yes.
It's a good show, you know? On the Scott Mills Daily today, Jack and Jack off of Rise for Jonas Blue come by to say hi and play our game 10 Seconds 2. You just have to say the first thing that comes to your mind. Also, what's your sexy Halloween costume name? We'll tell you how to do it. And we'll have a little dance because it's Bumbleo Wednesday. That's the tune, Martin Garrix and Animals. One of the team says, that sounds quite Halloween-y. I know what you mean. It's kind of got that sinister vibe to it a little bit.
Yeah, like much of Camel Fat's music,
yeah.
I've noticed. Even though summer bangers, I don't know why, but I think around Halloween kind of time, I think those sort of songs are going to be the ones.
What, like Panic Room?
Panic Room, yeah.
Surprised they haven't done that on Strictly on Halloween yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's got something a bit like spooky about it. Hope you're good today. Lily Allen coming up, and 21 Pilots, and Ariana Grande. Even though it's currently on hiatus, I like that when a lot of you watch TV, you are still looking out for stuff that will be good for Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah, and we keep getting told about this stuff. Autumn Watch has been particularly bountiful for us.
Now, obviously, we can't play them at the moment because the game is not on, but please do remember, if you see something on TV or hear something on the radio, like, that would be good for bingo. Please do get in touch with us. Tell us when it was on, what channel, and what they said. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We need to start building a bank of these up again because it is going to be back. Like, a load of you got in touch last night and messaged about this from Dot Cotton on EastEnders yesterday evening.
Don't play the innocent with me, Robbie Jackson. I know that you've been fingering me Garibaldis.
Nan, I promise you I would never finger...
They were for Dr. Nick.
That would be perfect. Thanks if you sent that one in. We are going to bring it back very soon, but like you've never heard or seen it before. The return of Innuendo Bingo. Bigger, better, wetter. Coming soon.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Rita Ora and Let You Love Me. Sagala coming up and Dean Lewis. You might have seen this doing the rounds over the last couple of weeks, but your Halloween costume this year should be sexy and then your biggest fear. Think about it. And then let me know on 81199.
It works, this, in a lot of ways. Some of the fears are quite hard to represent in costume, though, I reckon.
Yeah. So think about it. Because everyone likes to dress sexy. It's an excuse to dress sexy Halloween. So sexy, and then your absolute greatest fear. And let me know on 81199. I'm going to go with sexy bankruptcy.
That's a great one.
Your one?
My one would be sexy, my mum catch me at it.
Oh, no need.
Scott Mills. Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Sophie and Hayward's Heath. A Halloween costume, if he is following this, so sexy and then your greatest fear. Hers would be sexy seaweed.
Sexy seaweed.
Petrified of it. I know what you mean, actually. I hate it. I don't like it.
Ashley from the Valleys would be sexy fear of commitment.
Rachel in Preston, sexy vomiting. I don't know how you represent that in costume form. Actually, that's quite easy. Hannah in Southport, sexy buttons.
How would this one work for Kate? A sexy room full of my exes.
Yeah. A lot of people saying buttons. That's a really common fear.
Scared of buttons?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot. My brothers would be sexy stickers. Cannot bear them.
Really?
Anything like stuck on anywhere, hates. Stickers is also quite a common one. Hello, Steph, who says sexy feet. That would be mine. Feet are my biggest fear. I know what you mean. Once again, I know what you mean. They're just not very nice feet, are they? Isabel?
Hello.
What's your one?
So it's sexy. This person's holding the door open for me, but I'm too far away, and now I have to do a weird run to seem polite.
Yes.
It's a long one, but it's good.
It is a long one.
Oh, I hate the little weird run that you've got to do sometimes to catch up.
Thank you, thank you.
Stop the awkwardness. Thank you, thank you,
thank you. Thank you, thank you. Is that your biggest fear, really?
You sound a little bit scared at the moment.
You're not scared of us, are you?
No. Okay.
Are we your biggest fear?
I don't like talking to people on the phone. That would be the other one.
All right, then. I'll be off then. Bye. Laura, what's yours?
My Halloween costume would be sexy daddy long legs.
Oh, you'd have to go really gangly on the legs to make that work.
Yeah, it would take a lot of material, I think.
I'm not sure they're still on. I've not seen one for years.
Daddy long legs?
Nah.
Yeah,
they haven't been too bad this year.
Someone told me that the daddy long legs could actually kill you.
No real.
But they don't have the means to be able to do it. Like, I don't know, there'll be a naturist on that will be able to explain that.
A daddy long legs will not be able to kill you.
I mean a nature person, not a nudist.
No, right, yes, that's what you meant, I know.
They'll be on and be able to tell us if that's true. I don't want to put people off them, though. I quite like daddy long legs.
Why? They're horrible.
I want to know how they got the name.
Right, I was going to say, what a stupid name. We're all saying daddy long legs like that's normal. That's not normal. Why are you called daddy?
Well, yeah, because most traditional names for spiders and stuff like that are Latin, aren't they? Rather than...
daddy.
Oh, it's my daddy long legs.
The more I say it, the weirder it's getting. Brandon, what's your one?
Mine is a sexy undercooked pasty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, annoying.
This morning, nightmare.
This morning? What happened?
I went to my favourite unbranded pasty shop this morning on the way to work.
I can't think of what that one would be. Yes.
And, yeah, got two bites in, and it was a bit soft, and I thought, oh, they've got a lot of filling in this, and it turned out to be just undercooked dough, and I was just chewing on dough.
Oh, no, gutted.
Not great, not great.
I'd love to see what that fancy dress would be if you had to dress up as a pasty.
A soggy one at that.
An undercooked one at that. Scott Mills. So your Halloween costume this year should be sexy, and then your biggest fear, shout out to Adam, sexy hard Brexit.
Yes, good one.
Yeah. Who is actually going to go dressed as sexy and their biggest fear, though? Like, who would actually do, like, sexy peanut butter if that's your biggest fear?
Some of it takes a lot of work, and it's quite interpretive, isn't it?
But it's a great talking point. It's like, oh, yeah, you know that thing that we were talking about on Radio 1, sexy and then your biggest fear? Here I am.
Like, if you do go as a sexy room full of your exes, are you having to have, like, blow-up dolls or cardboard cutouts in a row next to you? Yeah. I think what we're trying to do is encourage people to make the effort this year on that front.
Yeah.
And make sure you let us know.
Please let us know if you are going to go as sexy and then your biggest fear. I never knew our audience knew so much about daddy long legs.
Right, what are they saying? Agreeing?
They're agreeing and saying that apparently they could kill you, they're venomous, but they haven't got, like, the power to pierce your skin.
Yeah, the teeth aren't right.
Well, they haven't got a mouth.
They've not got a mouth?
Mate, you haven't even got a mouth. Can't hurt me. What about, though, someone saying until they evolve in a few hundred years, then we're all in for it. Scott Mills. It's a myth that daddy long legs can kill people if they had the correct teeth. It's a total rumour. Ask David Attenborough. I haven't got David on speed dial. Oh. So I can't. But everyone's saying different things. They're saying the Australian one's the venomous one and our one's just an insect. I'm not going to risk it, do you know what I mean?
I don't want to go too daddy long legs heavy, but it would be good to know why they're called that as well.
Yeah. And can they potentially kill you?
Yeah.
That's all I want to know.
I think they can.
Because they look... Because they...
they just can't, mate. They really want to as well.
They really want to. How frustrating must that be?
Like, come on!
They're looking at you like they want to kill you, but they
you
can't.
You want some?
Come on, then.
That's why they're so brave.
Mm. That was Dean Lewis and Be Alright. Greg James said the other day that that's the kind of song that you would write after a couple of drinks at midnight and then put the lyrics up on Facebook.
It's true.
That is exactly the song that you would write. Scott Mills. Radio 1. Chris, I like to do the Zara Larsson bit on the regular when I go to a mate's house.
Well, what do you do?
What's the code to your Wi-Fi again?
Code to the Wi-Fi again. I hate that line.
What's the code to your Wi-Fi again? Did it last night, actually, someone. Tiny Temper, Zara Larsson. Chris won Bangers with Mumford & Sons, an old one yesterday. It's back soon. Scott Mills. Like the ceiling can hold us. Every week on this show, we play Bumbleo by the Gypsy Kings and celebrate Hump Day by reliving some of our favourite bits of the show.
It's like going halfway through the week and thinking, yes, not long to the weekend.
Positive vibes, everyone.
Bang, bang, bang.
Here's what Chris said to Helen on the show yesterday, who works at a perfume company.
Yeah, but the balls don't smell like aloe vera, Helen, do they?
Yes, Dave?
No, Dave.
My jammer gets the song wrong.
For his muse, submissive black hole.
That's going to live.
Forever. From yesterday's show, a man that smells the perfumes.
Hello. Hello. Bonjour, I'm Francois the Nose.
It's Chris on Saturday night on Instagram.
This is my favourite thing. I'd love you to have a listen.
Childhood bangers. Your fangs, Mona. Someone sleep talking.
Go over the window, Gary.
Oh, we didn't get the fart reply.
Always play the fart reply, okay. Scott.
And at home with the Georgians now from Innuendo Bingo.
Obviously, burgers didn't knock at the front door, but they could come up through back alleyways, back passages, smashing the back door.
Family nurse.
I like that you always play the full edit of this, by the way, Scott. Like, the full song. We're nowhere near yet.
I don't care.
Still not there yet.
I don't care.
Here we go. Family-ness.
And a terrible school orchestra. Here we go. Play on, lads.
News beat.
Yeah.
Decent gap, that. Okay, who have we got on 81199? Ed in Wiltshire, trimming his bushes. Adam and Lewis dancing their paintbrushes off in Worcester. Jordan the postman from Shrewsbury, bumbling his mail off.
It's nice that we can know what everyone's doing, where everyone's working at this time. Like Rich, Ross and Owen, bumbling their trowels off in Worcester.
Dan and Emma bumbling their stability off in their office. Callum in Derby actually is smashing some doors in at the moment, so that's coincidence.
Hopefully you're not a robber.
No, I think it's just like doing a house up. Martin St Albans, school orchestra have me burst out laughing and my fizzy pop is now all over my new top and out of my nose. So that's about that.
Hello, Alex, hedge trimming in Devon.
Tom bumbling his trailer off in King's Lynn. Troy on the Isle of Man, swinging his tools about to Bumble Wednesday. Bumble Natalie, somewhere in Scotland, also hates Daddy Longlegs and hates even more the idea that they might be able to kill you.
Charlie, a podcast listener, never normally listens live, listening now. Brilliant gap. Loving the childhood bangers.
Yummy.
Yummo.
Have you another dick back there?
Have you got a spare dick?
If people don't know what that is, that's Len Goodman and Arlene Phillips off of Strictly back in the day eating spotted dick on Len's show Holiday of a Lifetime. Just thought I'd let you know.
Just fits the gap. Hello, Peter in Newcastle, bumbleaying right now in his truck.
Josh in Norfolk. Sam in Cambridge, bumbleaying his maths revision off. Matt in Plymouth. Ashley in Belfast, trying to get some apple out of his teeth.
Scott Mills.
Have you noticed in the studio I always sing along in Jordan North's voice?
When you have a few, when you've had a few.
How much? That was Do I Wanna Know.
One.
This is
BBC Radio 1.
Now the script's about to kick off, this party looks wet.
Scott Mills.
Two lads from the US who were at the Teen Awards with us on Sunday, and they did this track, one of the tunes of the summer, with Jonas Blue, Rise. We're playing the 10 seconds to game with Jack and Jack at 10 past three.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Charlie, yes.
Yes.
Yes. What's going on? Tell me everything.
Oh, I'm having one of those days today, Scott, I must tell you.
Okay, whereabouts are you?
In Liverpool, taxi driver from Liverpool.
Okay. Why so bad?
Having one of those days. I tell you what, through the daytime, Scott, on this job, the 99% of the people that you're picking up are quite elderly. Now, I don't want to be that guy, but they take a very, very, very long time doing everything.
Oh, love them. And you've got to help them in and out of the car and that.
You've got to help them in and out. I think I'm in and out of the car more than they are. And they love to tell you stories about the grandchildren and stuff. And, I nod along, it might put your tip, times two, but they get old fast, I've got to be honest.
Okay. Bless you, Charlie. Yeah. Interesting what you just said there about the tips, because I've noticed a lot more chat of late.
Yeah.
Is that the attempt there too?
The chat is so important. I think it's half your wages come from your chat, I'd say.
Really?
And with the chat then, let's say it's a short ride, what are the normal talking points that you go for? You must have things in your head, ones that you're going to make them laugh, keep the crowd happy.
The first thing everyone goes for: looks like it's going to rain today, isn't it?
Of course they're going to have that kind of terrible patter. You're better than that, aren't you, Charlie? You've got all the material.
Yeah, well, I come out with sort of like as though I am on the weather, so I'm applying for the job with BBC News weather or something like that. And I'm sort of like, well, you can see the clouds coming from the left there, the winds are easterly breeze, and it's about 20 degrees. And all this,
so you pretend to be on the actual weather for tips.
I pretend to be a weatherman, for tips, yeah.
Okay. The days must fly by.
Oh, they do, yeah.
Here's what I've got for you today on Bangers.
That's a rammer.
Isn't it?
Never really knew what it meant.
No.
And also not an ideal conversation starter for the elderly. Sex on Fire by Kings of Leon.
Good shout.
Good shout.
Well, Charlie,
shout.
I don't know if you've got any customers with you right now, if they're helping you with the decision here, but this is what I'd like to offer up on Bangers today. This is an anthem. This is Linkin Park, Faith.
Okay.
Tricky choice today.
Okay. It's tricky. I think it is a tricky one. I tell you what, Chris, you do usually go for yourself, mate. But I feel like you've let yourself down today. And
you're joking. Linkin Park?
You've let yourself down. That's that. I mean, if you go in Linkin Park, you've got to go for Numb, I think that's probably their best one, but I'm going to have to go for Scott today, guys.
Not tipping you, mate.
No stars.
Wow.
One. Unexpected fluids.
This is Riyad and Alex, and we are back for another round of stories of sexual encounters gone sideways.
You're not a little Jedi.
Oh my God, I am terrified.
We cover everything in and out of the bedroom.
From the embarrassing to the unusual.
The bed just goes, nah mate, and folds up on everybody.
It's wildly unpredictable.
And could go just about anywhere, and usually does.
Would you have sex in a port-a-loo though?
I haven't.
Download it now from BBC Sounds or wherever you found this podcast.
Ah, finally a win. I am pleased. I was beginning to lose all credibility and my cool Radio 1 DJ-ness.
Clawed it back today, Mills. Well played.
Because I'm so cool.
Where are we up to then? 2-1 to me on the week.
Yeah. That was Sex on Fire. Deserved win for Kings of Leon. Unless you're a Linkin Park fan.
Scott Mills.
Holly in Cambridge, I think the same as you. Obviously, that does remind me a little bit of the Ariana Minaj track Side to Side, okay? There are similarities. But is the Nicki Minaj rap exactly the same? Has she done a direct copy and paste there? I think it might be exactly the same one.
Really?
And they've not told Little Mix that it's the same one that's in Side to Side.
Hey, you think no one's noticed?
I don't think anyone's noticed. And she's like, yeah, you know, I have this verse to Little Mix. But she's like, oh, I've used this before. And they don't realise, suckers. Now, I've seen some real quick pop star exits in my time, but nothing like what me and you, Chris, witnessed at the Teen Awards on Sunday with Little Mix. So they were last on. Shout out to my ex, was still playing and they were already in the car in the loading bay at Wembley Arena, ready to go.
I mean, obviously we watch most of the performance, but we happened to be in the loading bay as well.
They ran off stage and then they had a bodyguard each to run with them. I've never seen anything like it.
It was great. There was a big, bald, tall manager who was in front of all of their cars. There was four cars there. And he'd like point at one of the drivers as soon as they were in and go, you go! You go!
It was incredible. Driver,
you go! You go! And then he'd just walk off. It was amazing to see.
It was amazing. Someone said to me, why are they in such a rush? I was like, I probably just want to go home.
Scott Mills.
Oh, I love that so much. Shawn Mendes and Zedd, Lost in Japan remix.
One.
Just a reminder that your stories absolutely make this show, so we want to hear from you. For instance, the other day, Danny from Cardiff wanted to know whether men wipe after a wee. We provided the answer immediately. This is your show. Anything you've got, ask me or tell me on scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Coming up, Jack and Jack.
Are we crazy?
Scott Mills.
My tune of the week is excellent. I'm not bigging myself up, it is. It's not by me. It's a fact.
Nothing to do with you.
It's a great, it's absolutely not. I just picked it. But it's an absolute piece of pop perfection from Zara Larsson. Ruin My Life is coming up.
Radio 1.
Here are Jack and Jack. Hi, guys.
How's it going?
Hello, hello.
Good. How was your Teen Awards experience?
It was fantastic, man.
Unbelievable experience. Yeah, we'll never forget it.
They were so loud, man. And, you know, could not have asked for a better experience.
So loud. Was that the biggest thing you've done?
I mean, yes, in terms of like what it means. Like, it's such an amazing show. And it was
first
our very
TV
first
performance, yeah.
TV and award performance, especially in the UK. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, definitely
the
biggest.
Do you feel that everything went right with it?
For the most part. But there was this platform in rehearsals that, like, they said, okay, during Liam and Stella's song, you know, after you guys go on, it's going to drop. This, like, this specific platform is going to drop. So just, if it's illuminated, keep an eye out for it, because that means we're probably testing it during your song. And my rap verse started, the second verse of this song. And I start walking towards the platform, not even thinking about what they told me the day before. If you watch the video back, you can see me like stumble down into
the... Oh, not you as well. Oh,
but no. Luckily, I didn't mess up my words. Luckily, you know, I kept the flow going in my head and, you know, you couldn't really tell unless you're really trying to analyze it. Yeah, and then I ended up hopping out of the little pit. But yeah, it kind of caught me off guard. I'm glad I didn't, you know, completely...
Yeah. I mean, and nothing will beat the fall through the floor that we had last year. You know about that,
I
right?
mean, I heard was it Gemma Collins?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she was hilarious this year. They did a little bit about it.
I really enjoy that we can... bring Gemma Collins into people's lives that live in Los Angeles and may not have discovered it before.
She is funny, man.
Right. No, like, I didn't, to be completely honest, I hope I'm not going to get hate for this. I didn't know who she was before, you know, 3 days ago. And then
she's quite something, isn't
and
she?
And she was so funny, I had to ask everybody. I was like, who is this person? Like, she's hilarious. And then they gave me the whole backstory. They showed me the video of her falling off stage last year. She just seems like someone, how can you not love? I don't know.
So we were talking about this on the show earlier. So this year, have to think about this, your Halloween outfit is sexy plus your biggest fear.
Yeah. That's actually a great definition of what it is.
So, what's yours?
Mine would be a werewolf.
A sexy werewolf. Why are you scared of werewolves?
I'm really not. I don't even know that if they're real.
But what would I be? I would be a sexy
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say that.
How did you know that?
I don't know, but how do you make that sexy?
Yeah, right.
That's the big question.
That's like
isn't
really
it?
Difficult.
That I mean, might be actually impossible. Yeah, if anything's impossible, that is impossible.
It's a good game, though. What was your one?
Mine's sexy. My mum catching me at it.
Yeah. The worst.
How do you even portray that? What about you, Scott? What would yours be?
Sexy bankruptcy, I think.
You're just like a big bank. Like, how
would
you do
that? An empty bank.
Zero on it.
Right, listen, we're going to play the track No One Compares to You by Jack and Jack on Radio 1. And then we've got a game. It's called 10 Seconds 2. It's dead simple. I'll explain after this.
Scott Mills.
That is Jack and Jack. And No One Compares to You on BBC Radio 1. Okay, guys, are you ready for 10 Seconds 2?
Let's do it.
Okay,
do it.
This is where you get 10 seconds to complete a sentence that I will give you the first line of.
Okay.
So, it tells a lot about what's in your head, you know?
Okay. Interesting.
You need to empty your brain with the first answers that come into your head, and you only have 10 seconds.
Okay, so there's no correct answer, though. It's just stream of consciousness, whatever we're feeling.
What I'm looking for are the 5 most popular answers that the internet completes it with.
Okay.
Let's play 10 Seconds 2 with Jack and Jack. Does it hurt to
fall off a bridge?
Poop.
Stub your toe? To be set on fire? Does it hurt when you fell from heaven? You know, cheesy pickup line.
That's time.
Okay.
None of yours were in there, I'm afraid.
None of them?
Well, die was in there.
Die.
Taser?
That's
surely
a good one.
Taser. Oh, taser was in there.
He knows. I tased him once.
It's true.
It's true.
Wait, I want to hear these 5, though. So die.
Get your tongue pierced. Get braces. Get a tattoo. Pop a blister.
Oh, how did I not think of get a tattoo?
Oh, yeah, because we have tattoos, so we didn't think of it.
And
that.
I honestly was wondering. I probably looked that up.
Man.
Did you get tattoos together?
We have. Multiple times.
Never matching, though.
No.
We still need to get our first matching tattoo.
Yeah, we do need to get matching tattoos.
But you go to the place together.
Yeah, typically. Whenever he gets a tattoo, usually I'm like, hey, might as well go back to back.
And vice versa.
Convenience.
Is it like buy one, get one free or something?
Exactly.
Easy stuff, exactly.
Okay, next one. Does it matter if my
mom hates me?
Oh. One at a time, please.
Elbow won't extend fully. Jokes don't make people laugh.
Does it matter if my pee is green? Does it matter?
Yes, I would say it does.
Time.
None again, I'm afraid. So,
dude.
Does it matter if my billing address is wrong? Does it matter if my email address is in caps? Does it matter if my boarding pass says Mrs.? Does it matter if my personal statement is short? Does it matter if my name is spelt wrong at the bank?
If your Wii is green.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's got to be
number 6, right?
Yeah, that must be number 6.
It's got to be.
Okay, let's see if you can do better in the next round. It's coming next.
Yeah. Let's see. Hopefully.
Scott Mills.
Jack and Jack are here, and we're playing 10 Seconds 2. Okay, guys, focus, right?
Yeah, we got to do better this time.
Here we go. So I'm looking for the most popular answers from the internet. I'll give you the start of the sentence, all right? Is Jonas Blue
a wizard?
British. Is Jonas Blue
actually blue?
Is Jonas Blue a singer? Is Jonas Blue a DJ?
A superhero.
Is Jonas Blue mean?
Time!
Man, you got a bunch there.
Yeah, well done, guys.
I can give you that one. English was in there.
English,
so
not British.
British, yeah.
My
bad.
Yeah,
okay, but I'll give you that.
Synonyms, okay, cool. Right?
Right, the other ones were, is Jonas Blue in Jumanji? Is Jonas Blue blue? Did you say that as
he
well?
He said that.
Right, okay, you got 2.
Hey, let's go.
Is Jonas Blue married? And is Jonas Blue related to the Jonas Brothers?
Oh, that
was
cool.
We should have gotten that one.
Hey, we got a couple, though. We're progressing. We're actively getting better, which is good.
Okay, I got one more for you.
All right.
10 seconds to, how do I get a bigger...
How do I get a bigger...
Straight in.
That's got to be the number 1. Come on.
But
house.
Bank account.
Bank loan.
How do I get a bigger mattress?
You did. You did good there.
It was like a discussion with your manager.
How do I get a bigger car? Well, you know, you got to work hard.
Okay. The top answers. How do I get a bigger black bin? Bigger green bin? Overdraft was in there. You said bank loan.
There we go. I'm surprised about my first answer. That's got to be the number 1.
And then.
Right.
And then. Two bum-related ones. Okay. How do I get a bigger bum fast and a bigger bum naturally? So you had that one as well.
So that counts as
two,
right?
Thank you for
Yeah.
I think that covered the spectrum.
Yes, it did. Good game.
Right, guys, thank you so much for coming in to see us again. I know we'll see you again soon. Thanks, Jack and Jack. No,
thanks
thank
for having
you
us,
so,
guys.
So
much. Appreciate it all.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
All right, I've got Mabel coming up and new James Arthur. Your best man coming up.
Yeah. Well, not for you, for one of my best mates, Dougsy. And planning his stag do in Newcastle for a week on Saturday.
Oh, my word.
Lively!
That is going to be, right, I think out of anywhere, like, in terms of a place that you would want to go, I think Newcastle is the one. Yeah. You chose well, though. Is that your idea?
Yeah, it's my idea. It coincides with the Watford game as well, so it makes sense.
Now, also, I've heard that he is interfering with your best man speech. He can't do that.
Yeah. We need to talk about this another time, but, yeah, he doesn't like what I've got planned.
But that's not his decision. It's your speech.
It shouldn't be his decision at all.
He shouldn't be getting involved. We'll talk more about this tomorrow.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Emily. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
What are you doing tonight then? Tell me.
I'm off to see my favourite band, Block Party, live.
Okay, and they're doing something quite special tonight, aren't they?
Yeah, they're playing their Silent Alarm album in full, which is like their debut album, so it's really exciting.
Okay.
That's really cool. For a fan as well, that's like the ultimate, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you reckon they'll do the whole album in order?
I've already been looking at the set list online, and I think they're playing it backwards, and then they're going to throw in a couple of their, like, B-sides later. Okay.
That's a new way of doing it, isn't it? We'll play our album in full, but backwards.
Where's this happening tonight?
That's at Alexandra Palace in London.
Oh, okay, so you're on the way there now?
Yeah, I'm nearly halfway.
Well, if you're a Block Party fan, this is huge. Okay, right, choose a track for me.
I'd like to hear Banquet, please.
It's on already. Enjoy tonight.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye. Come on, you can help us shoot up that podcast chart. Right, Chris?
Yeah, I think you're right, Scott. We need a bit of momentum behind this.
Yeah.
You know, we need you to review it. We need you to rate it.
Yeah. And tell everybody, everyone you know, to get the Scott Mills Daily Podcast in their life if they don't listen to the normal show between 1 and 4 on Radio 1. Thanks very much. I'll leave that with you.